In this bulletin, Australia deploys police and troops urgently to help the Solomon Islands restore security and peace. 8 dead in Somalia as Islamist militants set off a suicide bomb targeting a UN convoy. And in sport, Matilda's legend Lisa Devana back where it all started after signing with Perth Glory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadid. A 55-year-old man, Greg Lynn, has been charged with 2 counts of murder over the disappearance of Victorian campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay. He's been in custody since his arrest on Monday night. Assistant Commissioner Bob Hill from Victoria's Crime Command says his Nissan Patrol four-wheel drive has been seized.
A 55-year-old male from Caroline Springs was arrested at a campsite in Arbuckle Junction in the Victorian Alps. His vehicle was seized and his residential property was subsequently searched. He will appear at the Sale Magistrates Court tomorrow morning. We are hopeful that this arrest brings us a step closer to providing the answers the families have been desperately seeking and richly deserve.
Australian Federal Police officers last night departed to the Solomon Islands amid continued unrest in the nation's capital of Honiara. Federal officials held a National Security Committee meeting after Australia received a formal request for help from the Prime Minister of Solomon Islands. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia will provide stability and security.
This is first and foremost about the stability of our friend and neighbour, the Solomon Islands, and therefore about stability in the Pacific, and Australia's contribution is made in that context.
The Australian Department of Foreign Affairs has issued urgent advice for Australians to leave Ethiopia immediately. The department says there have been cases of Australians arrested and detained by police. Correspondent Kerletta Wanjohi in the capital, Addis Ababa, says citizens are divided in opinion over the escalating conflict.
Australian government has said people should leave. It's happening with other countries, the United States, the UK, France just recently. If you talk to the citizens, they don't want to believe that the capital will fall. They believe that the government has put in enough security to be able to hold fort, at least around the capital. And we can see at least the security arrangements being heightened. But on the other side, those who are pro-war, the pro-TPLF, believe that this can happen. And some really want it to happen because they believe that the country needs redemption, the Prime Minister needs to be ousted.
The World Health Organization says only 1 in 4, or 27%, of health workers in Africa have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That compares with about 80% of health and care workers in 22 high-income countries. Just 7% of Africans have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. The World Health Organization's regional director, Machidisa Moeti, says that Africa is now seeing a rise in shipments of vaccine doses to the continent.
The low coverage among health workers is partly due to the unavailability of vaccine services, especially in rural areas. Vaccine hesitancy is also a challenge. Recent studies found that only 40% of health workers intended to receive the vaccine in Ghana and less than 50% in Ethiopia. Concerns over vaccine safety and adverse side effects have been identified as the main reasons for their hesitancy.
A doctor for United States President Joe Biden has revealed the 79-year-old had a potentially cancerous lesion removed from his colon last week. A memo released by the White House from physician to the president, Dr. Kevin C. O'Connor, says the benign, slow-growing tubular adenoma was similar to one removed from Biden in 2008. Most colon polyps are harmless, but some can become cancerous over time, and routine surveillance is recommended. The doctor said Biden, who's the oldest U.S. president, remains otherwise healthy and vigorous and fit for duty, but is showing some signs of aging. And in sport, outspoken Matilda's legend Lisa Devana is chasing another A-League women's title after signing with her hometown club, Perth Glory, for the 2021-22 season. The 37-year-old left Australian football in October after alleging she suffered from same-sex sexual harassment, abuse, and bullying during her international career between 2001 and 2019. An independent complaint process has been implemented by Sport Integrity Australia in light of these allegations. Enticed back to the sport by Perth Glory owner Tony Sage, Devana will take on a third stint with the club with her eyes on the sixth A-League Women's Championship. And now for today's weather. Perth, a sunny 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, a shower or two and becoming windy, 20. Hobart, a cloudy 15. Canberra, possible storm with heavy falls, 16. Wollongong, possible early storm and rain, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, the same, 22 degrees. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 27. Cairns, showers, 33. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 34 degrees. Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.